Comedian Alan King once said, if you don't laugh, you die. And he loved to make an audience laugh.
500 or 1,000 people out there with their eyes glued at you, and they're waiting for your words. And every time you say something, they rock and they laugh. That's power.
Alan King died of lung cancer yesterday at 76. He grew up in a big Jewish family in New York, and that experience shaped his entire career.
In my house, I was not funny. I grew up during the Depression, and one of eight children. I was the youngest. I was looking, you know, it was very difficult times, and I wanted out.
So young Alan Nyberg took the name Alan King and got out of that house in Brooklyn. His work as a stand-up comedian led him into television and brought him into American living rooms for decades. He's said to have been on the Ed Sullivan program more than 50 times. King also acted in dozens of movies, appeared in and produced Broadway plays. He wrote books and was a frequent guest on late-night talk shows.
Alan King is another thing, you know. It's something standing alongside of me. I think instinctively I'm still Alan Irwin Nyberg. Emotionally, I'm Alan Nyberg. Intellectually, I'm Alan King. That's something I sculpted or painted, you know, starting as a very young boy.
Alan King was 76 when he died on Sunday.
This famous British actor, he was dying. As one of his disciples said, dying must be very difficult. And he looked up, he said, yes, he said, but comedy is tougher.